We've heard of the Bama bump, but is there starting to become an Auburn bump as well?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
And so we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Dadgum Friday. We made it through another week, and we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Is the AU bump becoming a thing? And, hey, it could be even drilled down even further. It could be the DJ bump. We'll talk about that in just a second. Byron Brown gets absolutely robbed. This list is a travesty. We're going to talk about that as well, and then we're going to give out our Jack Arse of the Week, everyone's favorite segment, and have some fun with it. But let's dive right in. We've been told, we've seen it happen when a kid commits to Alabama, all of a sudden his ranking shoots up. Call it the Bama bump. We roll our eyes at it. We turn our nose up at it, and we're like, oh, come on. It's just the Bama bump, man. You commit to Alabama, you get another star. Well, this is 2 years in a row now that a linebacker that's a three-star or whatever, unranked, has committed to Auburn, and all of a sudden, seemingly within weeks or inside of a week, sees their ranking shoot up. Last year, it was Bryce Diaz. This year, it's our boy Kareem Palmer, who committed on Big Cat Weekend. He's now bumped up to a four-star in the Rivals industry average. And I know you're wondering, how does something like this happen? Like, okay, is it real from the sense of like, did he, is it a charity thing or did he earn it? Like how does a kid who, you know, just commits to a school all of a sudden get a higher ranking? Well, let me tell you how this thing typically works. So there's all these camp series, all these recruiting services and things like that do all these different camp series. Like Under Armour has one, and they call it, what do they call it? Just their next camp series, where it's like almost like a tour where they go across the country, and it's marketing for these guys. Yeah, you got to go perform, and are you really getting better? I don't know if it's like the spirit of the way camps used to be, like where you go like actually learn things, or is it more just, hey, we're going to go test. You're going to go like do these different combine drills and tests. And this marketing, it gets these analysts and guys to get eyes on you. And then as, you know, there's multiple of those. So like, I'm sure Rivals has one, and then like 247 will probably have something similar. Like there's all these different combine type camps that they have throughout the summer. And as you go to these, more eyes get on you. Well, who does Under Armour have a partnership with when it comes to college football recruiting? That would be ESPN. Okay. So keep that, bookmark that, and remember that. So on May the 3rd, you know, that was obviously at the beginning of this month, just before Big Cat Weekend, there was an Under Armour Next Series camp in, I believe, Charlotte, North Carolina. And our boy Kareem attended and absolutely blew the doors off the event. That's where he ran his 4.38. So this isn't like he runs a 40 at his school and the school's reporting what his 40 is. This is at a camp that's set up to test these things. So he goes in, runs a 4.38 40, has good measurables, I think scores really well in all the drills. And then remember, Under Armour is partnered with ESPN for college recruiting. So what happens is he gets a bump on his ESPN recruiting ranking. So ESPN, you know, at the Under Armour camp, those guys get eyes on him, Okay. They see all of his tests and they're like, okay, this kid's pretty good. When we do our ranking updates, this guy may be in the mix for getting a bump, you know, to a 4-star. Well, then you throw in the Auburn commitment, and now that puts even more validity behind your eyes. Okay, I saw that this kid's a pretty good player. Now DJ Durkin wants him. This kid's – there's something about this kid. So he gets a bump on ESPN, and then when you average, he was such a high 3-star – he's like right there on the borderline on all the other sites of going over and becoming a 4-star. Then when you average it out, it gets it into the 4-star range for the industry average, which I think the industry average for rivals / on three or the composite to me are the best ranking to look at because, again, it takes the average of all of them. You're not just kind of picking and choosing, you know, which one is the highest, and that's the one you go with. I know we joke about that sometimes, that, hey, whichever one's the highest, that's the one you go with. Nah, it's probably more accurate to go with the industry average. I'm wondering also, is I call it an AU bump. I'm joking about it, calling it an AU bump. It may just start to be a DJ Durkin bump. I said this at the beginning of the week that – when we're talking about this particular commitment, you're looking at the offer lists of guys and you're like, man, you know what? They got a pretty solid offer list. Alabama wants them. Georgia wants them. Ohio State wants them. Man, if they want them, I want them. I think it's becoming to the point where, like, if DJ Durkin just says, I want this kid, that's good enough for me. And I'm wondering if that mindset, because you've seen the production over the last 2 years and the success he's had with linebackers and evaluating linebackers, that's like if DJ Durkin puts his stamp of approval on somebody, that's better and more impactful than any of our analysts we have on staff. That's more accurate and more real than any of these dudes we got on salary at all these recruiting sites. DJ Durkin knows how to pick out linebackers. DJ Durkin knows how to identify somebody that can play linebacker at this level. So maybe it's the DJ bump. If you're a linebacker, you want DJ Durkin to offer you because you're going to get a stamp of approval across the country as far as your ranking goes. Again, when we're talking about linebackers and how many you take in this class, I know there were some discussions that, you know, I was a part of, you know, not necessarily anything other than just buddies talking. Like we're talking about, hey, what's going to happen now? You got this guy, you've got guys like Jeremiah Culpepper. You got others that you're high on. Can you take 3 or 4 linebackers? Does it make sense to take that many linebackers? You know, one of the particular guys was like, well, maybe if you get these 2 higher rated guys, Kareem Palmer goes elsewhere. And it's like, I think DJ Durkin picked this guy out early and he may see something that maybe we don't see. And he loves this kid. I don't know if that's an option that's on the table. It feels like whatever they do, Kareem Palmer is going to be a part of the decision, no matter what. As a matter of fact, Kareem Palmer may affect some other person's spot. And I don't think it's just simply because he's getting that extra star. He's probably going to get higher ranked on multiple sites. I don't think it's just because of that. I think it's just because DJ Durkin said, that's my guy. And when you watch the film, it's easy to see why you would say, that's my guy. Because he does everything at a very high level already. Speed, football, IQ, motor. You heard Chandler Wooten on his show really bragging about his motor. I just think this guy's going to be good. He's going to be a good player. He's going to be fun to watch his senior year. So, yeah, Kareem Palmer gets the AU / DJ Durkin bump. Let's go. That gives Auburn 5 4 stars out of 8 commits, I think, in this particular class on the Rivals industry average. It's good stuff, man. That AU bump, baby. Let's go. Can't complain anymore. You're getting the AU bump. Want to give a quick shout out before we move on to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. They got their Beat the Heat special going right now. I took advantage of that yesterday. Also had an incredible story that I shared at the end of Afternoon Delight yesterday. Y'all have to go check that out. They're actually open now at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. So you can get the Beat the Heat special, the AC performance evaluation, system pressure tests, free vent temperature analysis. It takes 30-ish minutes. It's fantastic. And then they tell you, hey, you look good. You might want to address this, and so on and so forth. Can't beat it. And again, they were honest with me again yesterday. They're like, bro, your AC's rocking. You don't need anything. So we shake hands and we move on. I love these guys. Open at 7 a.m. You can drop your car off between 7 and 9 and tell them you listen to The Barn, and you can get a $50 oil change. It's the best deal in town. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And don't forget to go to buyauburn.com and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Auburn business owners, $1 a day, less than $1 a day, you can have your business listed on here, and you have a shot, if you want it, to have a business spotlight podcast that you can have forever. And then Auburn shoppers, Auburn money spenders, spend it with Auburn people. Dadgummit, start with Auburn people before you do anything. Be a part of the Auburn family. We'll be back right after this. Travesty, robbed, disaster. That's all the words. Those are words that I think about when I look at this Rivals top 100 players in college football, and Byrum Brown is not on the list. 13 quarterbacks. 13 quarterbacks. And Byrum Brown is not one of them. I don't get it. I don't get where this is coming from. Like, when I talk about, and y'all roll your eyes at me, when I talk about the hype around him, like, not being there, I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand it. Like, when you look at just quarterback rating from last year, he was the number 6 quarterback as far as rating goes. And a couple of guys in front of him are gone. Diego Pavia, gone. So Fernando Mendoza, gone. So, like, then you take out guys that finished ahead of him, and he should be even higher on these preseason lists. I don't get it. What am I missing? I know people will point to level of competition. Drew Mestenmaker from North Texas is on the list. Yeah, he threw for 1 billion yards in an offense that's kind of how that system works, to throw for 1 billion yards. I don't think Byrum Brown should be the number 1 preseason quarterback. Like, I don't think he's just like the number 1 guy going into the 2026 season. Don't get me wrong there. But it's hard for me to see how a guy that threw for 3,000 and ran for 1,000 is not a top 10 quarterback going into the 2026 season. I just – that's tough for me. Several of the guys on the list, like C.J. Carr, I think he's great, okay? I think he's a really good quarterback. But he had less stats with more talent. Less production with more talent. Lenora Sellers, I think he's great. I think he's a good quarterback. He stunk it up last year. You can blame the offensive coordinator. You can blame whatever you want to. He stunk it up last year. Gunnar Stockton, I think he's great. He's a great college quarterback. Is he more impressive than Byron Brown? If you put Gunnar Stockton on South Florida's team last year, do they win 9 games? If you put C.J. Carr on South Florida's team last year, do they win 9 games? Flip-flop, if you put Byron Brown on Georgia's team last year, how do they look? You put Byron Brown on Notre Dame last year, how do they look? I don't get it. I really don't. It's a travesty. Again, don't need him to be. I'm not saying he's got to be top five, number one, two, three, whatever. I think there's some guys that are better than him. I think Dante Moore in Oregon, I would take him, you know, I right now, just based off of Power 4 production, I would take him. Okay, that Julian Sain, really good, but he's also, you know, surrounded by, you know, a bunch of studs. But he was at the Heisman. You know, he was a Heisman finalist last year. So, look, I'm not saying all those guys Byron Brown's better than. But it's hard for me to pick 13 other guys before I get to Byron Brown. If I'm starting a college football team, there ain't 13 guys I'm taking before I take Byron Brown. It's a travesty. They did get Xavier Atkins right. Xavier Atkins is the number 19 player in Rivals' top 100 players of college football. I think there's only 7 linebackers, and he was obviously the best of the best, All-American last year. And, you know, I could have talked about this in the first segment, but what a freaking addition that was. What an eval that was to get him out of the portal for DJ. I mean, he had in 2024 three tackles. And you bring him in the portal. I don't exactly know what you expected. And then he has 84 tackles last year. 9 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, an interception. What a freaking evaluation that was. He's one of the best players in the country. Like, it's no shock at all that he made that list. So, as bad as it was that they left Byron Brown on, you know, good job of getting it right on Xavier Atkins. I don't understand the Byron Brown lack of hype. I don't get it. I think the kid's going to be – it's hard for me to see how he's not going to be good. Let's do Jack Arse of the Week. Brought to you by Jack Arse Rentals. If you're in the East Alabama, Columbus area, and you need some heavy equipment or rentals for a project or whatever, scissor lift, skid steer, Mini X, doesn't matter. They got it. Go to jackarserentals.com or call them at 762-208-5013. Tell them you listen to The Barn and you can get 10% off. Let's jump into it. I could have just done On Three's list and say, hey, whoever came up with that list, Jack Arse of the Week. Like, that's easy. But I think I want to go with LSU's athletic director. Like, it's Will Wade. Everything that's going on with Will Wade, but like, dude just does not care anymore. Like, screw college sports, screw everything that the institution of college sports represents. I'm going to go hire all the scummiest scumbags out there. We're going to flip the middle finger to everyone, and we're going to ride. And like, maybe in a sense, that's respectable. Or maybe in a sense, there's something to that, because what is everybody else doing, or what does everybody else care about like what is really going on and like what's happening. So if like we're not going to do anything, we're just going to, if we're not going to do anything to fix anything, well then we're just going to go out guns a blazing and take everybody down. Like take everybody down. The stuff Will Wade's doing is pathetic. It really is. It's one thing. It's one thing to go find like a European player and bring him in and, you know, whatever. Like we're getting guys that were draft picks. Like we're going and finding guys that were legitimate draft picks that for whatever reason didn't work out and go back to play pro ball and overseas. And then you got RJ Lewis who actually scored points in preseason games last year and you're bringing him back to play college basketball. It's a mockery and it's a total joke. But again, on some level, it's like, you know what? They're saying screw everybody else. You know, there's people cheating over here. There's people cheating over there. Y'all do you. We'll do us. And, you know, middle finger to anybody that says anything. We ain't worried about y'all. We're worried about us. Maybe there's a level of something that's respectable about that. I don't know. You bring in Coach O, who's he's like the lovable villain. You know what I mean? Like he's literally the dirtiest cheater on the planet. And now he's going to have NIL going to work for Lane Kiffin, who's just one of the scummiest dudes alive. So you got three of the top scumbags in the SEC, and two of them are head coaches at LSU. It's wild. They just don't care. What's his name? T-Bob Hebert said it best. Hey, he ratchet, we ratchet, let's roll. When they hired LSU. When they hired Lane Kiffin to come to LSU. So I don't know who exactly you want to pin that award on. Maybe just LSU in general. It's wild. There was a tweet that said, it's funny, it started going back around yesterday. It said, because LSU got knocked out, obviously, by Auburn. It said, I'll sacrifice the LSU baseball season for Lane Kiffin. This was an LSU fan. This was before, way before the baseball season. I'll sacrifice the LSU baseball season for Lane Kiffin. Well, they get Lane Kiffin, and the baseball season was awful. They were sacrificed. It's just hilarious. Guys, hope y'all had a great week. We'll talk again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.